thank you for tuning in to another episode of Welcoming Wellness and Wisdom, where we explore innovative strategies, insightful books, and healing modalities to take control and optimize your own health and well-being. I'm your host, Debbie McCarthy, a certified holistic health and life coach, hypnotherapist, and Reiki healer, along with my husband, Dave, an avid runner and wellness enthusiast. In this episode, we are discussing the research from the best-selling book by Dan Buettner, who is a journalist, explorer, and author of The Blue Zones, Secrets for Living Longer, Lessons from the Healthiest Places on Earth. You've probably heard the term Blue Zones based on a recent Netflix series, Live to 100, Secrets from the Blue Zones, and the best-selling Blue Zones cookbooks from Dan Buettner. The Blue Zones are locations around the world with the longest and healthiest living people, many of whom live to over 100. These healthy, long-living people do not pursue health and longevity as if it were a chore. Their health, longevity, and sharp brains stem from their surroundings. We'll explore what aspects of the Blue Zones lifestyles contribute to the ability for them to thrive as they age. Let's dig in. Dave, can you explain what the Blue Zones are, where they're located, and why they are significant in the study of longevity and healthy living?
Sure. As you mentioned, Blue Zones are regions of the world where people have been found to live longer than average, are generally healthier, and where there is an unusually high concentration of centenarians. If you are interested in experiencing longevity, vitality, and good health, then it's helpful to learn what these people are doing differently than the rest of us, and also understand how it impacts their ability to thrive as they age. Dan Buettner's Netflix series focuses on the following Blue Zones. There's five particular villages on the island of Sardinia off the coast of Italy. There's Okinawa, Japan, and a community in Loma Linda, California. And then there's Ikara, a small island off the coast of Greece. And finally, there's a community in Costa Rica. Debbie, what factors have been identified in Blue Zones that contribute to longer and healthier lives?
Yes, so there's many commonalities among these five different Blue Zones that you just mentioned. And the first one is that those living in the Blue Zones move naturally. They don't run marathons, but they do simple things like dance to music and walk every day, especially in nature. Many of them have professions that cause them to move up and down steep hills in the mountains and hike, which obviously, as we know, helps build endurance. Secondly, they have the right outlook. They know how to manage stress effectively through self-care. And they find purpose and meaning in their lives through volunteering, giving, and helping others. Third, they eat wisely, meaning they have a plant slant to their diet, eating mostly vegetables and fruits, many grown by their own hand. They drink primarily water, tea, coffee, and wine. Wine is an absolute must for many of them. They drink wines, though, from local grapes. And in the island of Sardinia, the famous wine that they drink, which we can actually get here in the United States, it's exported here, is Cannonau wine. Cannonau. It's made from the Grenache grape, which contains flavonoids and polyphenols, known for antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. Fourth, they connect with others. Their loved ones come first. They care for their elderly family members in their homes, not nursing homes. And elderly are looked at as treasures, not burdens. That is a really key aspect. They belong to a club or faith-based organization that meets regularly. So they're surrounding themselves with social connections, very important to longevity. And they have a tribe of people that are like-minded and healthy-oriented that they get together with on a regular basis. When you hang out with healthy people, you yourself inhibit these healthy behaviors. That's a very key aspect to longevity.
Absolutely. Those are great points. So, how did the diets of people in the blue zones differ from the typical Western diets? And what role does diet play in overall health and longevity?
Yes, so as I mentioned, the blue zone centenarians eat primarily vegetables and fruits, whole grains, and they do incorporate some meat and fish a few times a month. Many tend their own gardens and eat locally grown produce. They all eat together with their families and extended families on a regular basis around the table. This is a pretty big aspect to longevity. Family comes first. Very different than our standard Western diets, where we're on the run, eating mostly processed and packaged foods, and we're really not sitting around a table together eating as a family. Many of us are sitting in front of a TV with processed food. I always
Unfortunately.
ask myself this question, if you have any, understanding of processed versus unprocessed food, ask yourself this very simple question. Did God make it or did man make it? Okay. So if man made it, it's probably processed. If you look at the Sardinians in Italy, who have the longest living men on the planet, they primarily eat a Mediterranean diet rich in vegetables. No beef or chicken, but they do eat pork about five times a month. Interesting to note that their diet also includes unleavened bread, which is bread not made from yeast or rising agent. They eat grass-fed pecorino cheese from sheep, and they drink locally made Cannonau wine, as I mentioned. The Okinawans from Japan, who have the longest living women, 98% of their diet is whole foods, vegetables and fruits, and whole grains. And of that 98%, 65% of the diet is purple sweet potatoes, which are a nutritional powerhouse that contain fiber, vitamin C, and beta carotene with vitamin A. They also eat tofu for protein. The Icarians from Greece have 8 extra years of life expectancy and literally no dementia. Amazing. They eat the purest form of the Mediterranean diet, which is plant-based with over 80 different kinds of greens, including dandelion greens, which have many, you wouldn't think, but have many health benefits. They drink oregano, rosemary, and mint teas, which are excellent anti-inflammatory and natural diuretics, helping to flush the kidneys and get rid of extra fluid and salt. They also eat whole grains, nuts, and beans, no cow's dairy, and pecorino cheese again from sheep, and they only have sweets for celebrations, for special times. The Loma Linda community in California of conservative Christian Adventists, their women live 9 years longer than other American women, and the men live 11 years longer than typical American men. Again, they are primarily vegetarians, and they also have a religious practice of Sabbath from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday, which is a day of rest with no work, sports, or cooking. And finally, the Costa Ricans have the lowest rate of middle-age mortality in the world, with 80% of their diet coming from three things: corn, which is made into tortillas, squash, and beans. It's interesting to note they have an excellent public health program for preventative care, which saves the country millions in healthcare costs. And they are a culture that takes naps in the middle of the day. We can certainly learn something there.
Wow. It's interesting to note that a lot of the foods that they eat in these blue zones are what's available locally. And I think that's something that we can learn from.
Yes, and really, like where we are here in the United States, it's summer, and so there are lots of local farm stands and organic gardens that we can get our vegetables from.
Right.
And so we encourage you to go to those kind of places to get vegetables and fruits rather than your grocery store, particularly since it's warmer now. Dave, how do lifestyle factors such as physical activity, social connections, and stress management contribute to longevity in Blue Zones communities?
So lifestyle factors play a critical role in these communities. By optimizing their physical activity, social connections, and stress management, they reduce their risk of heart disease, cancer, neurodegenerative diseases, and diabetes. These people in the blue zones do not typically have a treadmill or a gym membership, but they are very physically active. They do a lot of walking, averaging around 8,000 steps per day, which is pretty good. Another common thread is the strong sense of community that permeates these cultures. It really provides them with a strong sense of purpose, or what they call in Okinawa, ikigai. Elderly people are often active participants in their community rather than relegated to a nursing home. And they often live in close proximity to their families.
Yeah, we can definitely learn something from that.
We certainly can. So, Deb, how can we incorporate Blue Zone principles into our own lives, even if we don't live in one of these designated regions?
Well, firstly, as I mentioned, we can begin to start to introduce more of a plant-based diet into our nutrition. And that's something that our family has started to do, right? We have started to
Absolutely.
incorporate, now that we've got your organic garden and we're picking greens from the garden, we are eating more vegetables. We are eating lentil beans and quinoa, whole grains. We are eating nuts for snacks, and obviously reducing our intake of processed foods, red meat, and sugary snacks, a very key aspect. And you can start to do this gradually. It's not difficult. It's not like you're going from, a carnivore type diet where we're eating mostly meat to vegetables. You just gradually introduce it. We still eat meat, right? It's half
Absolutely.
our plate and the other half are fruits and vegetables and grains, but you can do it gradually so it's comfortable. And some of these foods are so delicious. I found a great cookbook from, I just got it from Dr. Mark Hyman. And this is his cookbook from his Forever Young book that just came out. It's fabulous, full of great nutritious recipes, lots of plant-based recipes. So I encourage you to check that out. I'll put a link for it in the show notes. The other thing, which is very important, as we learned, is that stay active. Okay. You can incorporate regular physical activity into your daily routine, walk, cycle, garden, practice yoga. And if you have a busy job in the city, take public transportation, which forces you to walk more. And if you can aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise most days of the week, you know how many years of life? You're going to add 8 extra years of life to your
Wow.
longevity. I mean, it's amazing just
That is
doing something
amazing.
simple as walking. Cultivate social connections. Invest your time in building and maintaining meaningful relationships with family, friends, and community and your community. And surround yourself with positive, supportive, healthy people, as I mentioned before, because you'll start to mimic that behavior. And if you feel called to, join a faith-based community. Really brings a great aspect of spirituality to your life. And fourth, find your sense of purpose. Engage in activities that bring you joy, fulfillment, and a sense of meaning. And this could be volunteering, pursuing a hobby or passion, or just setting some personal goals for yourself to shoot for. Manage stress. And I did a whole episode on this, a podcast episode on this. So check that out. It's really practicing stress reducing techniques such as mindfulness and meditation and deep breathing exercises. Anything that helps you relax and unwind. And once again, you've heard us say this before, prioritize your sleep. Aim for at least 7 hours of quality sleep each night to allow your body to rest and rejuvenate. If you haven't listened to it, check out our sleep episode that we launched in November. Lots of great tips on
I
sleep.
think this becomes more important as you get older. It's
Yeah.
really important to shut the Netflix off and get
Yeah.
some good sleep.
Absolutely. And lastly, create a supportive environment. Surround yourself with positive influences and make choices that support your health. Create a calming living space, reduce clutter, and limit exposure to toxic substances. That's how we can start to add more years to our life. These are all great tips from the Blue Zones that we can incorporate, even though we don't live there. Dave, when you consider some of the key principles that we can learn from the Blue Zones, what are some of our cultural misconceptions about longevity?
So as a society, I think we tend to overemphasize the physical activity component of health. As an avid runner and hiker, I certainly fall into this category myself. But the Blue Zones have taught us you don't need to run marathons, bike, swim, or even belong to a health club to stay healthy and live a long life. Our culture also gets caught up in diet fads. There are literally hundreds of diets ranging from keto, plant-based, Atkins, South Beach, paleo, etc. It is clear that most people struggle with what to eat, what not to eat. And in the digital age, we are constantly marketed to with the latest pill for every ill, such as Ozempic. And supplement companies push their products like they're a silver bullet to solve a specific problem. But I think the Blue Zones can teach us that the key is really just keeping things simple and practicing moderation.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very true statement. Keeping it simple and practicing moderation. And really following our own inner guidance on
Absolutely.
and listening to your body on how it feels when you move, when you eat healthy, when you get a good night's sleep, when you relax, when you're calm.
Absolutely.
And when you listen to your own inner self, you don't need all these external things that were constantly marketed, right? As you mentioned. That's huge.
Yeah, there's all sorts of little hints and clues out there if you really listen and you realize that, wow, I really feel great when I get my 8 hours of sleep and I eat good foods and get some exercise. So, Debbie, in your opinion, what are the most important takeaways that listeners can gain from learning about the Blue Zones and the secrets to living longer?
The Blue Zones teach us that longevity is not just about our genetics, but also about the choices we make every day in terms of our diet, lifestyle, and social connections. And as it turns out, only 20% of our health is determined by our genes, whereas the other 80% is dictated by our environment and lifestyle. This means we have incredible power and control over our own health in preventing chronic disease and increasing our longevity. Thank you for tuning in today as we explore the details from Dan Buettner's latest book, The Blue Zones: Secrets for Living Longer, Lessons from the Healthiest Places on Earth. We definitely can learn some lessons from these centenarians that by moving naturally, eating wisely, keeping a positive outlook, and connecting socially with others, we can not only extend our lifespan, but our health span, thriving as we age. Hope you are inspired to incorporate some of these important secrets of longevity into your own life. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review this podcast. And if you want to work with us, check out our website at debbie-mccarthy.com. On the homepage, you can schedule a complimentary 30-minute coaching session and subscribe to our monthly newsletter that provides inspiring messages, helpful health tips, and upcoming events. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out on our website or via email at coach@debbie-mccarthy.com. As always, consult your physician before beginning any diet, nutrition, or fitness plan. The information presented on this podcast is in no way intended to recommend the self-management of health problems or wellness as medical advice or as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. And make sure you are always welcoming wellness and wisdom into your life.